So nobody else could make it today? Oh, that's rough. But you can still GM just for me, right? Oh, come on. I've got the meeting with that lawful stupid paladin, right? To ask him for help with the dragon? Can we just do that? Cool. You're the best. Okay. So my sorcerer goes into his throne room, right? Is he there? On the throne? Good. Is it just him? Oh, of course, that stupid cleric's there. What's that prissy bitch doing? Guarding him? Why? Oh, bullshit. The only reason his stupid detect evil went off is because you said threatening those peasants was wrong. We needed those horses to stop the Wizard King. It was their civic duty to let us have them. Well, my character wanted to speed things along. She can't help it. She's impatient. Four. I burned four houses down. That's not the whole village. Well, fine. I'll ask him if he'll help us fight the dragon. Why not? Just because I'm evil. Well, that's a bit short-sighted. Okay. So what if I seduce him? I pull my robe down, show a little skin, and what do you mean there's no bonus for that? Well, what if I look him right in the eyes and say, "Do as I ask, and I promise you a night you'll never forget. I'll do things to you that will make you quiver in ecstasy. I'll make you scream my name to the heavens, and when it's all over, I promise you'll beg me for more." Hey, are you okay there? You look a little flustered. Do I get a bonus to seduce the paladin now? Why not? Oh, of course, he's taken an oath of chastity. Fine, I'll make him break it. Of course I can. I have 29 charisma and 31 diplomacy. I am literally harder to resist than a frickin' succubus. Look, I know my character can make him break his oath. What? No, it's not a rule. It's just common sense. I don't care what the sheets say. You know what? Why don't I show you? I get down on my knees like this and slowly crawl over to him. I put my hands on his knees and give him a sly little smile before I gently push his legs open and let him feel my warm breath on his crotch. And then I pull myself up, arching my back just like this. And straddle his lap. And I reach around his back, letting my nails scratch up his spine, up his neck, until my hand rests on the back of his head. And I pull him forward, tight against my breasts, and I whisper in his ear, "Is he staring down my shirt?" "Well, that's what you're doing. Aren't we role playing?" I start rocking my hips back and forth on his lap. Where's that bitch of a cleric? Behind him, right? Well, I give her a little wink while I pull myself forward. so he can feel every part of my body against him. My lips just inches from his. My breasts against his chest. Just letting him feel my warm, wet pussy through his pants. And what's that I feel in his pants? Could it be a wand to cure light wounds? No, I don't think so. Maybe I'll grind against it a little, get a better feel of it. Maybe it's a dagger. Well, you said he can't be seduced, so I know it's not his cock. Or maybe you were wrong. Well, I'll just keep grinding while you figure it out. Oh. God, whatever it is, it feels incredible. Do you think you'll mind if I take it out? Well, my character's very curious. She can't help herself with a mystery like this, especially with one that's so hard and eager. Why don't I just take it out? And if you think I'm going too far, just tell me. But I don't think that's going to be a problem. You always reward good role-playing, right? Oh my. Well, that just looks uncomfortable. Twitching, throbbing, bulging veins. Oh, leaking pre-cum. Does he want me to take care of that for him? Maybe this can be my character's redemption arc. The evil sorceress who proved herself good by helping a poor, suffering paladin. Does he want me to touch it? It's really not breaking his oath if I just touch it, right? It's not his fault if the sorceress grabs his cock. And it's not his fault if she starts stroking it up and down. Up and down. And what if I look him right in the eyes and say, "Do you want me? Do you need me? Would you do anything for me?" And what does he say? Nuh-uh. There is no way in hell he's saying no. Not if this cuck is so eager. Do you think I can change his mind? Well, why doesn't he send the cleric away so we can have a little fun? Oh, she's already gone. You forgot to mention that. Well, I guess I'll get on my knees again and let him feel my breath again on his exposed cock. Oh, that's quite a twitch. Does he want to feel my mouth around his cock? Calm down, we're just role-playing. Why don't you just relax? And I'll show you what she does. How does that feel? Does he like it? Well, now I'm confused. Are you moaning? Or is he moaning? Uh-uh. Keep your hands off me. You're under an oath of chastity, mister. And I'm not an expert, but I think pushing my head down on your cock would break it. Oh, it wouldn't. Then I guess you can do whatever you want with me. Don't stop. You just let this sexy little sorceress take care of you. Or would you rather feel her pussy instead? Wouldn't it be nice to finish inside her? After all, if you're going to break an oath of chastity, it better be worth it, right? Of course I am. Now let me get on top of you. Line you up and just... Oh my God. You really do feel amazing. Oh, how do you want me to ride you? Maybe something slow and easy? Or do you think I've teased you enough? Do you want me to feel me ride you hard and fast? Is that what you want? Or is that what he wants? You've got your hands on my hips. I think I know the answer. Into you. Ram that cock into me over and over. Make me come with you. Are you about to come? Or is he about to come? Oh, fuck it. I don't care anymore. Please hold it back for me, baby. Make me come on your cock. Please, just a little bit more. Fuck me harder, baby. Oh my God. Get ready. Fuck now. Oh my God. I hope that was as good for my character as it was for me. And from the feel of it, that paladin just came hard inside me. That's, wow, fuck. That's a lot. I think that breaks his oath, doesn't it? So, I cast Dominant Person. You want to roll his save? Well, you look a little worn out. Why don't you let me do it? And that's a 15, which, without his stupid pally bonuses, means he fails his will save. Oh, that's rough. Guess he's stuck doing what I say for the next 2 weeks. So, he's going to get all the peasants to form a single line in front of the dragon's lair. And the peasant at the very end is going to have a spear. Why? I don't think he gets to ask questions when he's dominated. Oh, you want to know why? Well, You'll just have to wait for the next session, won't you?